growth, increase, expansion, evolving. We seem passionate about teenagers and young adults. Yes, you. You're welcome to the Victorious Voice Network. We are committed to being a voice and communicating life in a hopeless and vulnerable world. Listen to the Victorious Voices as they bring a hope for you.
Hello everyone, my name is Queen Esther Obasi and I do quite a number of things related to media, online world. So I'll just say I'm a media enthusiast or online enthusiast, as you would like to call it, because I do quite a number of things that revolves around media and online presence. Okay, so this is Victoria's Voice Network and today we'll be discussing about purpose. Okay, so purpose. You know, it's a very funny question because I feel like most times people get it twisted. I did get it twisted a lot of times when trying to like really understand it. Well, I wouldn't say I have a full glimpse, but the little that I know that God has helped me through people and through a lot that I listen and seen, I know that my purpose is everything that God has placed in my hands, everything that comes easy to me, everything that in the long run all points to giving God glory. Yes, so for me that's like my definition of my purpose. Everything that comes easy to me, that the Lord has placed in my hands, my gifts, my talent, that at the long run, at the end, all points to God and gives glory to God. That's just the definition for it. There's just a scripture that I would like to like quickly share alongside that in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. Yes, I think I'm right. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7. Yes. The Bible says, "But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us, is held in a perishable container, that is in our weak bodies, and everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God and is not our own." So basically, yes, I think there's a version, I think New King James version, that says these treasures in earthen vessels, that the glory might be of God and not of man. So basically that's just what I understand about my purpose. And when I discovered purpose, I will not say exactly day, because it was more like a growing phase, a phase for me. I did quite a number of things. I explored, I failed, I stood up. So it was not like a specific time that this is your purpose or this is when it started. So it was more like a growing phase for me, a changing phase for me. I tried a lot of things that I felt came easy to me, and gradually God was able to open me up to the different things that He has placed in my hands that He would want me to do. And I discovered through experience from people, through teachings from people, through personally going through it myself, through teachings that I've heard, like I said, I just actually loved to explore myself. So I basically discovered it most time by just trying it out on my own and just, you know, finding out that God will have me do this. But yeah, basically, so it was not like an exact way that I discovered it, but I did it by just opening myself, more like self-discovery, jumping into different things that of course will give glory to God, and gradually open my eyes to it. Some people's journey might not be like that, so you should not try to be stereotyped. Some people's journey might be different, but for me, that's how I discovered most of most of the things that I do. That's how I discovered my purpose. And the journey, what has the journey been like? To be honest, the journey has been a roller coaster. It has been, it's just been a journey. I'll not say it has been crazy, I'll not say it has been fun, but what I know is that it has been a journey of learning, unlearning, and relearning. Because I've failed sometimes, I've cried sometimes, I've shut out sometimes, like, I'm not doing this anymore. But you know, it has actually been a beautiful one, and I'm grateful to God, and I'm grateful to the gifts. I'm grateful for the gifts that He has given me. I'm grateful for what He has called me to do, and I'm pushing on to, you know, in this journey. I trust that because I have God, because I have His word, because I have His backing, because I have people that surround me that that interested in what God has called me to do, I'm not scared of whatever will come my way. So I'm so excited to always journey with God. I'm so excited for every new face and everything. So the journey has not been so wonderful like people would say, but it has actually been a beautiful one, and I'm grateful, so grateful to God. Thank you so much for listening. God bless. I hope you find lessons that will help. Thank you.